Turn with me in your Bibles to Psalm 20. You know, when my wife and I read through the Bible, there's always some things here or there that I really pick up on. And this one right here, there's this neat juxtaposition here between Psalm 13 and Psalm 20 that I want to take a look at today. But I want to start with Psalm 20. It starts off, "May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble." Man, I want you to think about that. We're going to stop there just a second and think about that. If you're in a day of trouble, if you're struggling with something right now, wouldn't you love the Lord to answer you? "May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. May he remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice." Selah. So he starts off this particular psalm talking about offering a prayer on your behalf, saying, "May the Lord answer you in your affliction. Whenever you're in trouble, may the Lord help you and answer your prayers." But when you consider how Psalm 13 starts, this is the person that is going through a particular hardship. And it kind of reminds me of Revelation 6 a little bit, where the saints under the altar are constantly shouting, "How long, O Lord? How long will you wait?" Well, here he says in Psalm 13, "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long will my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Enlighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death, lest my enemies say I have prevailed against him, lest those who trouble me rejoice when I am moved." Looking at these passages so far, we find that the individual writing this, and the inscription indicates that David is writing this, that it's something that we want to have happen for us, that we want the Lord to answer us, but sometimes he doesn't. We call out to God, but we hear nothing. There's no indication of why we're going through this. Why we're struggling through this, why all this is happening to us. my kids watched, there's a cute show on Disney Plus called Bluey, and it's this Australian TV show, they had an episode that I happened to catch at some point where the younger brother, the younger sibling is in the hospital, and he's got something wrong with him, and it's, you know, it's nothing too serious, but it makes it so that he can't play outside. He's a little sick, and the older brother, the older kid says, "It's not fair." And now my kid knows that phrase. So she keeps asking, "Why does Bluey say it's not fair?" So now I have to teach them what that means. Anyway, sometimes it doesn't seem fair, does it? All the things that we might struggle through, all the things that we might go through in this life, it doesn't seem fair. I know some of the struggles that you've gone through, and some of them are far worse than anything I've gone through. Some of them not so bad, because I've gone through some things as well. We all have the things that we have dealt with in this life. Some, perhaps, if you're looking at it on some kind of objective scale, if you can look at it objectively, some may be worse than others. But you still want the Lord to answer you. And you still might cry out, how long will you forget? Are you going to keep forgetting about me? He keeps going in Psalm 20. May he grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose. We will rejoice in your salvation, and in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. He's still praying for this person going through this trial, this struggle. Verse 6, now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Now he goes from, may the Lord help you. I know he's going to help you because he's promised this situation that he'll save his anointed. I don't know how he's going to do that. That doesn't mean he's going to take your struggles and your trials away. That just means he's going to see you through it. He's going to help you through it. That's what that means. And then we see at the end, the last verse, the last couple of verses of chapter or Psalm 13, and then the rest of Psalm 20 is where we need to end up. Psalm 13, 5 and 6. But I have trusted in your mercy. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. And the last three verses of Psalm 20. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They have bowed down and fallen, but we have risen and stand upright. Save, Lord. May the King answer us when we call. All the struggles that we go through. One thing that must remain consistent is our faith, our trust in him. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, some trust in doctors, some trust in medicine, some trust in the stock market, some trust in the economy. And while there is some good evidence for some of those things anyway, not all those things, but while there's some good evidence for those things, our ultimate trust doesn't need to be in chariots and horses. It needs to be in the Lord. In the Lord. Because medicine will fail us. Doctors will fail us. The stock market may crash, will crash, has crashed. All the things that we have in this life come to nothing unless we trust in our Lord. Unless we trust in our Lord. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. And in Psalm 13, let us sing. What does James 5 say? If any of you is joyful, let him sing psalms. Even if you're sad, sing psalms. Sing songs to help us get out of that trouble, out of that struggle, out of that funk, if you will. Let us trust in the Lord. Save, Lord. May the King answer us when we call. I mentioned this before, and it's one of my favorite quotes from one of my instructors in the preaching school. You never get out of this earth alive. We all are going to struggle, and sometimes even to the point of death. But the Lord loves us, and the Lord will look out after us. If we trust in him, sing praises to his name, if we're able, and recognize his sovereignty over all, and that he saves his anointed. And if you are one of his, if you are a child of God, you are one of his anointed, and he will save you. If not physically, then most certainly spiritually. That is the promise that we have in the scriptures. Do you want to be a child of God? this evening, if you're not already a child of God, I encourage you to become one so that the Lord can and will save you. It's a simple choice to make. And I encourage you to make that choice this evening. I know those who are here, who are accountable, have obeyed that gospel. But if you're here listening, watching us online, I encourage you to obey that gospel. And how we do that, we believe in Jesus, we repent of our sins, we confess his name, or when we become baptized for the remission of our sins. We can help you do just that this evening. I encourage you, please, obey that gospel tonight. And if you have obeyed that gospel and you want to make things right with God, man, trust in him. Put your faith in him. Sing praises to his name. I encourage you, if you have a need this evening, come forward as we stand and as we sing.